The goodbyes, Jack thought, were getting easier. Not because he and Jaina missed each other any less when they were apart, but the new bond that had been forged between them connected them even when they were separated by distance. They did not live in hope that all would be well between them. They lived in certainty of it. But neither had to actually like saying goodbye. They had had a more intimate farewell in Jag's quarters an hour earlier. Now Jag stood with Jaina and her parents in the temple hangar. The place was alive with calm, controlled activity. But even Jag, utterly non-force sensitive, could feel the excitement in the air, the mingled joy and the regret that the Jedi felt upon their imminent departure. Jaina hugged her mother tightly.
You'll come join us soon?
As soon as we can, I promise,
Leia reassured her.
Dorvan has asked me to stay, and I can't deny him what help and advice I can.
I know, but I think you'll be the last Jedi on the planet.
Leia chuckled.
There's still the Barabels, but I probably will be the last to leave.
Han held out his arms, and his daughter went into them, snuggling up to him. Han squeezed her so hard, Jag feared Jaina would have difficulty breathing.
Save a little bit of Abeloth for your mother, Han said. You know how grumpy she gets when she misses the action.
That's you, Dad.
So it is.
He grinned and planted a kiss on her forehead.
Alana clung tightly to her aunt.
I want to go too,
she said.
From what I understand, you've had plenty of adventure already, young lady,
Jaina said, tweaking her nose.
Dealing with squibs isn't an adventure,
Alana protested.
Oh, yes, it is, said Han.
An adventure I will shortly undertake, Jag said. Amelia has offered to introduce me.
Lucky you,
said Jaina, slipping into his arms for a final sweet kiss. For his ears only, she whispered,
Don't you dare let Dala get the jump on you.
I won't, he whispered back. I have you to come home to, don't I?
Darn right you do,
she said, pulling back.
Well, time to go. I'll be in touch.
With a final wave and grin, Jaina strode off to her Stealth X. She didn't look back. They watched the hatch close on the Stealth X. Jag felt a small hand steal into his. He looked down to see Amelia looking up at him earnestly and tugging on him.
They're waiting in the Falcon,
she said.
Is that safe?
Asked Jag.
As safe as I could make it,
Han said.
Don't have anywhere else to put him. 3PO and R2 stayed aboard to see that they don't get into too much trouble. Personally, I'd have drop-kicked him into the next solar system, but you said you wanted to see him.
Your patience is commendable, Jag said. By all means, lead on, Amelia.
Smiling happily, she did.